routine. The sound of it just screams out drab, ordinary and uninspired. Until it is not. My new perspective is that routine is comforting, peaceful and healthy. As we prepare for the end of summer holidays and are smack dab in the middle of back to school and work, it can be tedious to think of going back to schedules. No doubt, the first couple of weeks are truly painful. Back to early morning alarm clocks, lunch making, lesson preparation, homework, and after-school activities. But, if we are being honest, once we are all on the same page again, it just feels better. Maybe it comes with age, but too much of a good thing is still too much. I used to love spending nights away from home. If it included a hotel room, so much the better. They had nicer beds, fluffier pillows, a higher thread count on the sheets, and when I left the room, some kind stranger even made my bed. It is still a treat for a couple of days, but after a week or so, even my old lumpy mattress seems like an old friend. Same with restaurant meals. It takes a lot for me to get tired of dining out, but it does happen when you are doing it morning, noon and night. When my penchant for deep-fried anything gives way to a hankering for something fresh and green, I know it is time to go home. According to the website Real Simple, as humans, our bodies, and more to the point our minds, crave the comfort and mindlessness a routine offers. Dr. Samantha Dutton, a social worker from the University of Phoenix, says, "Everyday tasks like commuting to work, brushing our teeth, taking a shower are second nature. When we aren't thinking about those necessities, we can pay more attention to other parts of our lives." After a chaotic holiday season, a gluttonous vacation or a stressful period in our lives, a routine will reduce our anxiety, Dutton adds. We can all appreciate the simple comforts of a cup of coffee, a walk with the dog, a comfy sweatshirt, or a favorite TV show. It feels good because it is familiar. Doctors often prescribe a set routine for patients experiencing depression or stress or trauma. I'm a big lover of lists. I like to write everything down and then cross it off when it is done. There's a huge satisfaction in that. Red ink makes it even better. Physically, we all feel better with the same general bed and wake-up time. Don't most diet plans suggest regular and consistent mealtimes? Spontaneity is great, just not all the time. September always feels like a new beginning to me. It's the start of a new season. It used to be the time for TV's new premieres. It is time for new school clothes and supplies. Here's to all the parents with those giant write-on, wipe-off calendars on the fridge to keep the family on task. I imagine those are now directly in your phones. Let's remember routine is good for our health. May we all find some magic in the mundane.